We are considering all possible situations where foreign Ahmadis, that is foreign to Pakistan, can offer some help to mitigate the suffering of, the untold suffering in fact, of the Ahmadis in Pakistan. So I have issued orders to the various communities in the world to call for a Majlis Shura and think of some devices, some ways and means, not only to help Pakistani Ahmadis in their suffering, but also to make the others see light of reason. And these measures cannot be enforced upon all the various countries by me arbitrarily, because it will be a very wrong decision if I take that. Every situation demands a different thing. Laws differ from country to country, and the position of Ahmadis in their own respective countries differs too. So, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَّعَهَا. I can't extend any people beyond what they can take. And naturally, so I ask their advice. That's one thing. The other is that as far as they go, they have offered unlimited sacrifice, they have offered readiness to go for unlimited sacrifices. Daily I receive telephone calls or telegrams or other messages, and Ahmadi is so highly charged at this moment that there are countries who say that if you save each child and young and old who die for the sake of Ahmadiyya, and we are ready and we are happy if you tell us. So this is the emotion, and this energy has to be used very wisely and directed to scientific channels. We are a people who are to show wisdom to the rest of the world. How can we behave ignorantly like the modern man of political bringing, political education behaves like ignorant people? We have to teach them the lessons how in crisis an adult man should behave, not losing an ounce of its energy, not wasting an ounce of its energy, but when the demand comes, putting everything at stake, not saving anything. This is now the state of affairs. The Jamaat is ready to sacrifice all they have. It is my duty by Allah to not to permit them to use this energy in a manner that even a single ounce goes waste. So inshallah ta'ala you will see results. We are at it day and night. And most important of all is the prayer. We are a godly community, and this fact must never be forgotten by Ahmadis. The phenomena which works here is not an ordinary worldly phenomena, or will be completely destroyed. The forces against us are so powerful and so huge as compared to us that we are just like a tiny mosquito which they can crush between two fingers. Yet whoever has tried to do that has been annihilated by Allah. The history of 100 years bears us out that this is an unchangeable fate of our enemies. So that is the source of strength to which we must constantly look. And then miracles happen. Then things begin to change. Then help comes from where we simply cannot expect. This has been happening all through our history. So greater the crisis, the greater the need for turning to Allah for succor and improving our relationship with Allah and getting closer to Him and loving Him much more than before and doing our obligations and duties in a better way. That is where the secret of success lies.